الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. وقال تعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن ولا ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, Allah Ta'ala has bestowed insan, human beings, with the faculty, ability and strength to contemplate, to make plan and to draft out a future and tomorrow. No other creation has been created with the ability to make plans for tomorrow or think about a tomorrow or even crossing the imagination of this creation's about tomorrow. There's no other creation. Insan is the only creation that Allah has put this faculty and strength to plan for a future, to make arrangements for tomorrow, whether the tomorrow is tomorrow like Saturday, or whether the tomorrow is tomorrow when I qualify, whether the tomorrow is tomorrow when I get married, whether the tomorrow is tomorrow when I retire. Only insan has been bestowed with this opportunity of a tomorrow and a future. No other creation has been given this opportunity, or you say strength, in the mind and the life cycle for tomorrow. An ant is gathering the harvest, or you say is gathering the produce, not for a tomorrow. It is because the routine and cycle that Allah has set out an ant. Therefore, the ant is gathering all the produce and following its cycle that Allah has set out for it. Similarly, a bee going to the flower, sucking the nectar, and then depositing into the comb. This is a cycle that Allah has created in the bee. It's not for tomorrow and a rainy day. It is only insan that Allah has bestowed this opportunity of thinking and making arrangement and contemplating and worrying about tomorrow. Allah, because He gave this ability to insan, then Allah says that I got a tomorrow also. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْزُمْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. Our tomorrow, as far as we think, we will think of the life in this world. Allah takes it beyond that. And He says the tomorrow that Allah is talking about, it starts with mort. It starts with mort and death. And it moves on to the life of the grave, and the life of Hashar, and the life in the year after, Jannat or Jahannam. Allah is saying that every person should use this faculty and ability that I have instilled in son to ponder about this tomorrow. Regarding my tomorrow and your tomorrow, Allah sums it up, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورُ. Whether the tomorrow takes us to very beautiful tourist destinations, awards us with fast cars and palatial homes, branded clothing, and all that you think and dream of, Allah says, مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورُ. It is a deceptive pleasure and deceptive tomorrow. And my Nabi regarding tomorrow is saying, وَكَمْ مِنْ مُسْتَقْبِلِ يَوْمٍ لَا يُدْرِكُهُ. How many a person who wakes up in the morning and he made plan for the day, but the sunset of the day buried him in his grave. Before the sunset came, the sunset of his life shoved him and placed him in his grave. And how many a person who slept the night and he made plan for the morning before the sun rose, his janazah was made. My Nabi said this, this is the tomorrow of insan. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has governed insan from Adam alayhi salam to this day, and to this, from this day right to the day before judgment, one rule for everyone's tomorrow. Whether time changes, lifestyle changes, government changes, technology advances, or to technology recharges itself, there is one measure and one rule that governs entire insaniyat and human beings. And that is, that person who has pleased his Allah, he is successful. And that person who Allah is displeased with, he is a failure and is unsuccessful. No protest, no rally, no government, no king, no time and its advancement in any field can change this law and this principle that governs insan. And this is such that Allah says, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. Allah's speech is complete and perfect, and it's just and fair. لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ. There is no one to change the system and principle of Allah. لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ. Allah also will not review it and change it. It's going to remain the same. Muharram comes and announces to us that people, their lives were taken and other people spared their dunya. To the spectators, it would have looked like this, that Yazid is sitting on a throne, enjoying leadership and rule of three continents, while Hussein, his head is on a spear and his body is lying on the floor. And this is announcing to us that Hussein's tomorrow is successful, while Yazid, he cushioned himself with the blood of the Ahlul Bayt and all the oppression they had done, his cushion became high, his throne became soft, but his tomorrow he ruined. So we also, halal is halal, and halal, there is no question, no one can ask you anything. But then, when you shed the blood of others, and you drench the people in their sweat, and you made your cushion high, and you drove those cars, and you lived in that homes, and you traveled to those destinations, while the people around you cried, and they sucked the sand, it's same like Yazid. Is a tomorrow coming for this hisab, for this accountability? That Allah is saying the real life. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. The real life is the life of tomorrow. The real life is the life tomorrow. Remember that these people, Muharram, we already passed Muharram, and maybe in the masjid they had a talk on it. Ashura, Fir'aun was defeated, Musa alayhi salam was triumphant, Haq came to the fore, Batil went down, we all know that. Also in history, this incident took place. The incident where the grandchild, the grandson of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his life was taken on the 10th of Muharram, 62 years after Hijri. There can be no soul more precious than the souls of the Ahlul Bayt, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is saying, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. This durood is read. O Allah, salutations upon Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. It could have read in Arabic, if you know, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Join like that. One durood or one salutation. But to show the ummah that Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad and upon the family of Muhammad, there is a separate deed to send salutations upon the family of Muhammad. It's a separate deed. And this, no person can complete his salah without reciting Durood Ibrahim. In the three mazhabs, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, to recite durood is a rukn, is a fard. While Imam Abu Hanifa says sunnat mu'akkad. So no person around the world, jihad, tabligh, zikr, anywhere, is going to say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, upon the family of Muhammad. This is that household that Allah elevated the Nabi of that household. Inna Allah ikhtar al-khalq. وَاخْتَارَ بَنِي آدَمَ ثُمَّ اخْتَارَ بَنِي آدَمَ وَاخْتَارَ الْعَرَبَ ثُمَّ اخْتَارَ الْعَرَبَ وَاخْتَارَ مُدَرَّ ثُمَّ اخْتَارَ مُدَرَّ وَاخْتَارَ بَنِي حَاشِمَ وَاخْتَارَ قُرَيْشَ ثُمَّ اخْتَارَ قُرَيْشَ وَاخْتَارَ بَنِي حَاشِمَ ثُمَّ اخْتَارَنِي فَأَنَا الْخِيَارُ الْخِيَارُ. Allah scanned the creation, He chose human beings. He scanned human beings, then He chose the Arabs. Then He scanned the Arabs, then He chose the Mudar tribe. Then He scanned the Mudar tribe, then He chose the Quraysh. Then He scanned the Quraysh, then He chose the children of Hashim. Then He scanned the children of Hashim, and He chose me. He chose Janabe Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كُلُّ نَسَبٍ وَسَبَبٍ مُنْقَطِئٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَّا نَسَبِي وَسَبَبِي. Every lineage, family tie will be broken on the day of judgment, except my family. سَابُلُّهَا بِبَلَالِهَا. I will water the ties of my family, they will benefit from me. Therefore, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he asked Ali for his daughter. He says, Ali, marry me your daughter so I also on the day of judgment, I can become from the Ahlul Bayt. And I can get this virtue. So Ali radiallahu anhu got his daughter married, not from Fatima, from another wife, Kulsum. He married it to Ali, married it to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. This is that family, his wives, brothers. When you and I die, our nikah terminates. My Nabi passed away, his nikah with his wives remain. And it continues. Therefore he says that وَلَا أَن تَنْكِوا أَزْوَاجَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ أَبَدًا. It is not permissible for anyone to marry the wives of Rasulullah ﷺ, because why? His nikah continues. These were the, when you say Ahlul Bayt, then many people say, family of Rasulullah ﷺ, who you mean? You mean the children of Hashim who became Muslim, and you mean the children of Abdul Muttalib who became Muslim. So if you count them, it's all the children of Abbas. The children of Abbas all became Muslim. The children of Aqil and Aqil ibn Abi Talib became Muslim. These are the Ahlul Bayt and the Ummahatul Mu'mineen and the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are counted as the Ahlul Bayt, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his wives also, Allah says that you can't change them. There's no talaq you can give on your own. I made it haram for you, we chose these wives. And you can't marry anyone more than that also. This is the choice of Allah. and they became from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A woman, she was staying in Herat, and she was from the Sayyid family. And her husband passed away in a very young age. She had daughters, and she said, for the sake of my daughters and the poverty we're facing, let's go and stay in Samarkand. So she shifted from Herat and she traveled to Samarkand. In Samarkand she went and she asked the people, tell me who are the generous people in this town. They say two. One is the mayor who's a Muslim, and the other is a Parsi who's a fire worshipper. So he says, let me start with the Muslim girl. She knocked the door. And she says, I am from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I came from Herat. I have daughters by the masjid. Could you please help me with some food and boarding and lodging? So that man says, where's your dalil? Where's your proof? You're from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everyone can claim that. So sad in her heart, she leaves. And then she goes to the masjid and she decides, let me go to the Parsi's house. So she knocks his door and she says, I am from the family of the Rasul of the Muslims. I have daughters at the masjid. I came from Herat. Could you please help me? He calls his wife. He says, go bring her daughters home. Provides food and says, sleep the night here. So in the night, the mayor is seeing a dream. This story is in Kitab al-Birr wa Silla of Ibn al-Jawzi. Ibn al-Jawzi was an imam, an authority in ilm and knowledge in the 5th century. So this is 4 centuries down the line that I am saying you the story, that what is the benefit or what is this tie in Ahl al-Bayt. So he sees in his dream, he sees a beautiful palace. In front of the palace and house is Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam standing. And in his dream he asks that, O Rasul of Allah, for whom this palace is? So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, for the one who got iman. So he says, I got iman. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam says, where's your proof and dalil you got iman? He looks. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you ask my daughter for her proof. He gets up in a fright and he leaves his house. And he asks the people, where did this lady go? They said, Parsi's house. He knocks the Parsi's door. It's late in the night. Knocks again. And knocks. And then the Parsi comes out in his sleep. And he says, how can I help you? He says, I need your guest. The Parsi says, we don't sell our hosting. He says, no, I need your guest. Please give it to me. She's a Muslim. He says, no, I don't sell it. I'll give you 300 dinars. Give me your guest. 300 dinars is 300 gold bars or 300 Kruger coins. So he says, you know what? You know, in the dream, I was also there. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when your prophet finished with you, he turned to me. And he said to me, that you look after my daughter. So I give you in turn your maghfirat. And he recited shahadat. And he says, I got my wife out, up. And she also recited shahadat. And now we are Muslim. So I don't sell my hosting. 4 centuries down the line, this is the benefit of the Ahl al-Bayt. Allah, these are souls that Allah chose. Hassan and Hussein, when Fatima radiallahu anha brought Hussein, and 11 months after Hassan was born, and he said, O Nabi of Allah, this is the second child. He says, what name you kept? She says, Harb. Ali radiallahu anha kept Harb. He says, no, this child is Hussein. The first one was Hassan. And then he says, that Allah has stored these two names for my grandchildren And Allah did not allow any ummati or any person to think of these names also. To think of these names, Hassan and Hussein. In 1800, Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh was fighting a war with the Sikhs. And the Sikhs managed to defeat the Muslims, and Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh became Shaheed. So he was Sayyid from the family of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The leader of the army was Sher Singh. So Sher Singh went home and he said to his father, Jirjal Singh, that today we have become triumphant. I killed Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh. So his father says, that what you done, beta? What you did, son, you killed the Sayyid. This is the end of the Sikh rule. Non-Muslim saying this. Today to talk about the Ahle Bayt, we are on the back foot. You know why? We associated with other people. And didn't understand that Hubbu Ahle Bayt Aslul Iman. To love the Bayt, Ahle Bayt is the origin of Iman. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, teach your children, allimu awladakum, hubbi, wa hubba al-Quran, wa hubba ahl bayti. Teach your children the love for me, and the love for Quran, and the love for ahl bayt. So then, Jirjal Singh says that's the end of the Sikh rule. So in 1846, Jirjal Singh, because of excessive drinking, he committed suicide. Then took over the leadership, was his son, Noor Nihal Singh. And he also, because of excessive drinking, his health could not bear. And he passed away. Then came the son, Sher Singh, who killed Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh, made him Shaheed. And his own Sikh people killed him. Then came the last person, Dilip Singh, in 1846. The British captured him and took him to London. And that was the end of the Sikh rule when he put a Sayyid down. And 18 of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one day, on the day of Ashura. Ashura got his story behind Musa alaihi salam and Fir'aun. But Allah made it such that when you open the Muslim calendar in Muharram, and like how January is synonymous of crackers and fireworks in the sky, and people drinking, and people dancing. Muharram is synonymous of the blood that Hussein shed, that I will stand for Haqq. To what extent I'll make sure that I stand for Haqq. He was a Jannati already. Sayyidu Sabab Yahli Jannah, the leader of the youth in Jannat. Wallah Allah Ta'ala, he was getting Jannat. He did not have to become a martyr to get Jannat. How many? Abbas, Jafar, Abdullah, Muhammad, Abu Bakr, Osman, the brothers of Hussein. Then the children of Hussein, Ali Akbar and Abdullah. Then the children of Hassan, Qasim, Abu Bakr and Abdullah. Then the children of Jafar, Aun and Muhammad. Then the children of Aqil ibn Abi Talib, Abdurrahman and Abdullah, then Aqil ibn Muslim, Muslim ibn Aqil ibn Abi Talib, 18 of direct descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So beloved, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm just taking one incident, you know, if I say this, it will be too long, but it was Friday and it was Jummah time, and with 72 people, 32 on horseback, and 40 on foot, and on the other side 3,000, and then he says, stop, we want to reach Salah, it's Salah time. What answer will you and I have on the day of judgment when Hussein comes with that Salah of Karbala in front of Allah? That I miss my Salah because of watching sports, I miss my Salah because of lectures, I miss my Salah because of what? Because of business, I miss my Salah. Because of taking my family out. And Hussein is already Jannati. Wallah, it's a sabak. He did not need to read the salah. He was already Jannati. That in the night on Thursday after Asr, he sees in his dream Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he dozes off on his stick. He says, Ya Hussein, innaka tataruhu ilayna. Hussein, you're coming to us. Prepare, you're coming tomorrow to us. Salah drenched in blood. The ground might have kissed the faces of these people. The sun might have taken a photograph of these people to show the ummah after this when they read salah. And there on the other side, many things to spectators is look right. A man is sitting in his Ferrari or his X5 and the sunroof is open, sunglasses, and you know what, he's moving down the street and the children are saying, hey, one day we'll own this also. And there's another man with a bicycle and he's going, he says, Bichara, look at this person here. It looks like that. That man with that X5, he doesn't know his destination in life. That in life, Allah has made, Yabna Adam, utlibni, tajidni, fain wajattani, wajatta kulla shayin. O children of Adam, pursue me, Allah. You achieve Allah, you achieve everything. You have lost Allah, you have lost everything. Hussein set the precedence for the ummah, that this is the extent you will go to achieve your Allah and please your Allah. Came the son of Yazid, Muawiyah. Muawiyah was 22 years old and he took over the leadership from his father Yazid. And he sat on the throne for how many days? 40 days. In 40 days there was a war in his mind. The war was what? Shall I keep this throne, 3 continents and rulership? Or I must please Allah, because under the seat here is the blood of the Ahl Bayt and the sweat of the people my father oppressed. It all became I inherited this from my father. And then he says, 40 days, he calls the whole family, he says, take this whole 3 continents and throw it away from me. I will make my Allah happy. I cannot take it messed in the blood of the Ahl Bayt. 9 days after that he passes away, Allah saves his akhirat. Allah give me tawfiq, Allah give us all tawfiq of understanding, and Allah give us the love for Ahl Bayt, the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, entrench it in our heart and our children's heart. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.